Godzilla versus Kong.
Is that right?
Didn't we watch that?
Or
did we go to the theater on that one?
I don't know if we watched that together. I saw it.
Others, Zack Snyder's Justice League, Black Widow, F9, Mortal Kombat, The Suicide Squad, Cruella, Wonder Woman 84, and Jungle Cruise are the top 10 most pirated movies. Minnie Mouse now wears a pantsuit instead of a dress for Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Amy Schneider. Her Jeopardy streak came to an end yesterday after 40 wins and almost $1.4 million.
Yeah, it stopped. Man, she was going on a roll there.
What was the question that ended? I wonder.
I don't know.
I may have that. I may be able to get that quick.
Oh, there you go. Right there. TV.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. Can we have this quickly? All right, I'm going to have to... Pardon me, I got to use my scroll to...
But, you know, the ironic thing about us seeing that and talking about it now, because it aired, I guess, yesterday,
yeah, but it was taped.
Who knows how long ago?
Yeah.
Months ago?
She just had to keep quiet about it. I guess they sign a thing where they can't talk about it,
right.
I suppose?
Yeah.
No, they don't have the moment captured on audio. Too bad.
Well, it probably would have been... It probably would have been, obviously, in Final Jeopardy, she'd have made a wager.
Right.
Yeah.
And it would have, I suppose. Let me see. Amy Schneider, losing question.
I sure do miss Alex Trebek hosting. He just was perfect.
She went into the game's finale leading by 10,000. However, she got stumped by the Final Jeopardy clue. The only nation in the world whose name in English ends in an H. It's also one of the 10 most populous.
Ends in an H. Bangladesh? No. No. Would that be right? No.
Bangladesh is right.
Is that right?
Wow. You would have been rich. You are rich.
I am rich.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she got her question right, but she didn't wager enough, and he wagered more and got his right as well. So I don't necessarily know that she actually bombed the question. She just didn't have as much money by the end of it. So, yeah.
I think somebody needs to go outside.
Well, I think you're probably right about that, but I think
you may want to take Chase with you when you go.
That's not why he...
He may need to go wee-wee, too. Is that what you need to do?
Wee-wee.
We'll go to Facebook out here. I think it's not why he's barking, though. He wants this last piece.
All right, as Rich mentioned, Valentine's Day is closing in quickly.
<job.
laughs> 18 days away. Look, how about if you're busy during the week, this Saturday, you've got 9 till 6 to stop by Brian Jewelry in Prattville and take care of that. Not just to get it done, but to get something great, something that really celebrates the person you're celebrating. This is what they're so good at Brian Jewelry. They know how to ask probative questions, learn about the person you're shopping for. It doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic occasion either. Maybe you just want to get something appropriate for something that's starting off on the right foot, but you don't want to make a commitment. They have selections for that. Just an incredible array of the birthstones on each and every month. Garnet is the current, and they have some absolutely sensational merchandise if you're shopping for somebody with a January birthday. And, of course, they can still create things from scratch. So whether it's your idea or theirs, they can build it from the ground up, literally, at Brian Jewelry. First stop, though, visit their website, sign up for their club so you're eligible to knock $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more at brianjewelry.com or stop by their beautiful building at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Traffic at 7:04, SRA News, fresh edition coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're busy on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry this morning. A little congestion East Boulevard at I-85. And we've got some incoming traffic, Highway 31 and Highway 80 into the city. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Winter Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at brubaker.com.
Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan left Americans behind and cost the lives of 13 service members. Black Hawk Down veteran Mike Durant is alive today because his brothers refused to leave him behind. Durant has had it with the career politicians.
Why does Joe Biden disgust me? 13 dead in Afghanistan. 13 more Gold Star families because of him. Biden has spent his whole life in politics. And when our men and women came home draped in the flag, he had somewhere else he wanted to be. Time's up for Joe Biden.
President Biden is the one that deserves the shame. He's more concerned about his watch.
He obviously was doing the motion of checking his watch. I saw it.
Many of them said he didn't just do it once. He did it with almost every single family.
Send Joe Biden a message. Vote Mike Durant in the Republican primary.
I'm Mike Durant, a candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's January 27th, the greatest day ever. On the 27th of January, 1965, famed car designer Carroll Shelby launched the iconic Shelby GT350. It ushered in a new era of American muscle cars, as well as a new era of men's midlife crises.
Hop in, baby.
Ew, you're old.
Have a great January 27th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time is Facebook. Next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is no confirmation from the man himself, at least not yet. Liberal Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer reportedly plans to retire. An announcement is expected soon, perhaps later today. Border Patrol agents are frustrated. That was clear in a meeting that Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas had yesterday with the agents along the southern border's Yuma sector. An exclusive report on the meeting from townhall.com's Julio Rosas. The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin is reviewing his options after the U.S. rejected his demands for security guarantees regarding Ukraine. Among other things, the Kremlin wants a guarantee that Ukraine will never be allowed to join NATO. Wall Street Dow futures down 42 points. NASDAQ futures up 38. More details at srnnews.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's G-O-C-R-E-O-N.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's gonna be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, now listen, you have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! Welcome to Facebook 93.1. I'm just going to roll with it. I may as well, right? Hey, did you and Chase have a nice visit out there to TikTok land?
TikTok land, yeah. He took care of a couple of points of business. I feel happy about this.
It is chilly outside the forecast, and then when do you find out what a group of mothers in Boston are doing to relieve their pandemic parenting stress?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Speaking of Boston, they're about to have a bomb cyclone Saturday with winds gusting 60 to 75 and extreme snow well over a foot and extreme cold. Not for us, though. For us, a nice day today. Good recovery this afternoon. After this chilly start, we'll be up around 60 this afternoon. Lots of sunshine. Today's the best day in the next four. Clouds increase tonight. Not as cold. Low 38. Tomorrow, clouds increase. Sun later. Arctic front arrives, let's say 3 o'clock-ish. Breezy, high of 53, then dropping. Sharply colder Friday night. Low temperature 24 by Saturday morning. Wind chill factor, upper teens to, upper single digits. In other words, let's say anywhere from 8 to 12 to 13 for the wind chill on Saturday morning. And then a cold winter's day Saturday with temperatures in the low 40s and sunshine, but winds as high as 20 miles per hour will make it seem colder. We're down to 22 Sunday morning and recover Sunday afternoon. Right now this morning, 31 and clear, it's 7:14.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, word that 85 northbound is closed in Auburn because of a vehicle fire, and we'll get an update on that from Skipper in just a couple of minutes. But coming up next...
3, 2, 1... Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world.
All right,
Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee today, a group of moms in Boston who apparently overwhelmed with parenting during the pandemic decided that the correct therapeutic approach would be to assemble on a football field and scream their bloody heads off at the sky. Now, the video for this is attributed to Megyn Kelly, but I don't know if that's just the local Megyn Kelly in Boston or if it's the...
The Megyn Kelly.
The Megyn Kelly. But give this a listen. Maybe there's an idea here for local parents.
Okay.
imagine what the stress that some parents went through.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, among local parents that I know and I'm friends with, like Jacqueline Tomlinson, juggling, you know.
Everything.
And I think she's amazing. I tease her because I believe she could adjudicate a court case on Zoom, cook a dinner, and feed the kids without...
I know. She's boundless energy. She's amazing.
But even her, I suspect that that parents have just... This has been so tough. In addition to, you know, mass or no mass and all the other decisions that have to be made, there's always that nagging question, especially with, like yesterday, Fauci, who I really despise. I think he's Satan. Yesterday now wants kids from 6 months to 4 years old to get a series of jabs.
No.
I don't think so. No. We have way underestimated our immune system. So there's all of that stuff in addition to the regular everyday stresses of parenting that has to be weighed, and I feel for them.
And then also parents who had to become, not tutors, but who had to take over an educational role with their homeschooling became very difficult, including even the royal couple, right? I mean, they had to homeschool their kids.
Harry and Schmagegi.
Yeah, well, actually, and William, too. He was talking about how difficult it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, some of that stuff we learned in school back umpteen years ago.
You know. You see how fast, except on days like today, my mind can do math.
Yeah.
I give full credit to that, to learning the multiplication tables when we were in elementary school.
Remember the flashcards?
Sure. Yeah. And it works. It trains your brain to work quickly with numbers.
But I'm not so sure I could do a lot of algebra and geometry with these kids.
If I went back to high school algebra today, I would still have to cheat to get through. I'm sorry, Miss Kronos. That was my algebra teacher.
Uh-huh.
It didn't matter how hard I tried, who tutored me, it would ricochet just like that. Just never got through.
I've never needed it in my later life.
No. There's a lot of things that, I mean, I could diagram a sentence. I think maybe that does help in constructive writing.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever asked me since we graduated, you know, would you diagram this sentence for me?
Where's the predicate here?
Yeah. So one more time. For the moms in Boston. And sometimes the best dancers are those that you figure out yourself. Mm-hmm. It is 7:18. We have local news and then random facts coming up. Now, that we don't have flashcards, but pay close attention because you can win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question immediately following.
Take notes.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Alabama lawmakers have advanced a plan to use $771 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband expansion, water and sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives and the Alabama Senate approved the bills with only one dissenting vote in each chamber. Remains found in late October in Alabama have been confirmed to be those of 71-year-old Clarence Dixon. Dixon was last seen alive by his family on October 3rd, 2021. Sheriff's deputies found the body on October 31st, about 1,500 feet from Dixon's home. The Alabama Department of Forensic Scientists identified those remains as Dixon. A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Alabama from executing 43-year-old Matthew Reeves. The court ruled that Reeves can't be put to death unless the state uses an untested new method. Reeves' lawyer says he prefers that to lethal injection, but didn't have the intellectual capacity to make that choice when offered. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is January 27th, Thomas Crapper Day. Celebrate the father of the modern flush toilet. In fact, one should celebrate Thomas Crapper Day every day, regularly. So raise your bran muffin in salute to Thomas Crapper Day.
And now, get ready. Jay's about to dump.
Random facts.
See, well, it's Thomas Crapper Day. I won't go anywhere anymore.
You do the math.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Were you okay with that? I was.
What, the dump? Yeah, no, of okay, course. Good. I'm only really just, you know, 9 years old, fourth grade.
Right there with you, buddy.
So it always works. Anytime you want to, you want to.
To your teacher's pet, and I'm just another rogue student.
Plenty of people say to just grow up, and I say, well, no.
He's a rogue student because of that car out there.
You know what? I think you make a good point there, Rich.
Did you know? The movies The Bridge and the River Kwai and The Planet of the Apes have something in common.
All right.
Has nothing to do with filming locations. It all has to do with source material. They were both based on novels from the same writer.
Who was?
A guy named Pierre Boulez.
I'm a big Boulez.
Yeah, B-O-U-L-L-E is his last name. Pierre Boulez.
You know, for many years...
Or is it Boulez?
The highest rating ever achieved on a broadcast movie was Bridge... on the River Kwai, until 1976, when Gone with the Wind was broadcast on TV for the first time. I finally watched it. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's interesting how their psychology changed. You know, about they fell in love with he fell in love with that bridge, and he didn't want to destroy it.
Yeah,
it's like the scientists fell in love with that ape, and didn't want him to destroy the ape.
We don't talk about those things on the show.
No, I'm saying Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Did you know, and Greg, you probably do, because it's, I don't know if it's an air disaster or not. Yeah, we'll find out. During a flight from Taipei to Los Angeles, a Chinese Airlines Boeing 747-SP, I don't know what that is, but anyway, it not only performed a 360-degree roll,
yes,
but it pulled 5 Gs twice after their number 4 engine failed. Aside from a broken foot and a strained back, everybody was unharmed.
And when you say the number 4 engine failed, you don't mean all 4 engines failed.
No, just the number 4 engine failed.
That would be the one on the right side, far right end of the plane. Yeah, you know, when they test those planes, like the 747, all of them, they do barrel rolls and things like that just to make sure that the plane can take it in case something like that happens. But that had to be just an absolutely horrifying experience for a passenger.
Did that happen many years ago?
I'm trying to see if I can figure that out.
So many of the air disaster programs are based on planes that were flying just normally and then all of a sudden, the plane yaws.
February 19th, 1985 is when that took place.
And the pilots can't figure out what's causing it, and they can't get out of it in time to avoid crash. So that's pretty amazing.
That's a very interesting show. By the way, the day before yesterday, they did a day-long marathon of those.
They're hard to stop watching.
I know. I found myself stuck.
This is... particular flight was featured on a TV series called Mayday.
Okay.
Also called Air Crash Investigation or Air Emergency. It was also documented in a Weather Channel television program called Why Planes Crash.
Yes. Weather Channel has a great series on the airline disasters.
Yeah. Oh. Did you know? Owing to the complexity of its creation, the knights are the most expensive pieces in a world championship chess set.
Well, because they're the most elaborate to create. Yeah.
They account for half the set's value.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the knight. Less than 10 people in the world are trusted to carve knights for those sets.
Say it again.
Less than 10 people.
Wow. And you remember which direction the knights move?
They're the L shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the one that looks like the little castle?
And that's the rook.
The rook?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're on the ends.
The knight looks like a little horsey.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah.
The rooks go straight up and straight across.
I didn't know that.
Looks like a little castle. did you know?
So, wait a minute. Most expensive.
What? A dumbass.
No, that's not. That's exactly how I would try to describe it.
So, that was the most expensive chess piece to produce.
The knight is the most expensive. Okay. In a world championship chess set.
Okay.
You know, Target chess is not, yeah. You're not getting something like that, the one you buy at Target or something. Did you know that a praying mantis has 5 eyes?
Wow.
Their optometry bills must be outrageous.
<That's right.
laughs>
Did you know that Walgreens grew dramatically from 20 to 525 stores during the 1920s because they sold prescription alcohol?
Wow.
What does that say?
I've always, you know, in Chicago.
Well, this was during Prohibition, so they had that
right.
Prescription alcohol.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the 1920s, yeah.
I kind of missed the day when Walgreens and Woolworths and stores like that had lunch counters.
I was just thinking the same thing.
That was such a big treat.
Yeah, and the food wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
That was the day of the short order cooks, right? Yeah.
Yes, I remember in 1994 we had a Woolworths in the neighborhood, and once in a while after the morning show, mm-hmm. I would stop by there and have eggs and bacon and toast, yeah. And you could smoke at the lunch counter.
Yeah.
Did we have one here?
At Woolworths, I don't know, not one since I've been here in 77.
How about a Kresge's?
They might have had a Kresge's downtown. Somebody will call us.
Somebody's going to call and let us know.
Because downtown, I'm glad they're restoring downtown and some of those old signs and old, you know, mm-hmm. because downtown Montgomery was apparently pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you know? Barry Manilow's hit "I Write the Songs"
was written by Beach Boy, Bruce.
Was exactly Bruce. Right, but it was originally recorded. Do you know by who? Who originally recorded "I Write the Songs"?
One of the Chipmunks.
No. No, Captain and Tennille.
Get out of here!
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Don't forget Tennille's Furniture. Wasn't it called Tennille's Furniture, downtown Montgomery?
I do know that when she was a little girl, she was on WSFA Channel 12 during the noon show and with her mom, little Tony Tennille.
Mm.
She's still alive, right? He's dead, right? Daryl Dragon?
I'm not sure.
Daryl Dragon's dead.
Let me look.
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, dead. He died. He died, yes. He died in 2019.
One of Nancy Reagan's favorite songs was Muskrat Love.
Yes. Muskrat. I was playing golf years ago in Chicago. It was during the summer. And there was a lagoon that jutted out in front of the green. So we get down and we're getting ready to go on the green to make our putts. And there's two muskrats on the green. We couldn't tell if they were going to fight or do it. But they were the most hideous things.
They have big teeth, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find out something about Kresge's? No?
Well, no, that's what gray hair knows about the Woolworths and the gray hair.
All right, gray hair, give us your expertise.
Yeah, my grandparents had a storefront down there at the Greystone Hotel, which was the whorehouse in Montgomery at that time.
Yeah,
the whorehouse.
And Woolworth had it, and so did Rexall on the corner.
Rexall.
Where I think building number one is now. WSFA may be in there somewhere in that area. But, yeah, they had the lunch counters, and I was probably 8 or 9 back then, and all the waitresses loved me.
Yeah.
And I loved them, too. Yeah, that
was there a Kreskies downtown?
What is a Kreskies?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember that down there. There was Dutch House. There was...
Dutch House, right. Yeah.
There was Turk's Greek restaurant, which was right down there by the theater.
Mm-hmm.
They had the best gravy and what do you call those little things? The lamb chop.
Yeah.
Breaded veal cutlet. And then, oh, those were so good.
Farther down, you had the Elite Cafe, right?
That everybody called the Elite.
Downtown Montgomery was pretty cool, and they're restoring a lot of those old signs and old storefronts now, and that's a great thing. Well, thanks for that.
Another thing that we did.
Well, you got to get back to random facts. We're way over time. We appreciate the clarification. Thank you. Part two is coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. No real problems on the roadways this morning. We have a little bit of early morning congestion at East Boulevard and I-85, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, doing a good business through downtown Montgomery, but we're looking good. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, and Montgomery this morning. Invisible Fence keeps your pets safe at home with the years of professional training by Vicky, TJ, and Trey. That makes all the difference. Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
It's no accident that Brubaker has been in business for over 80 years. And if you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, get a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
it's time for part two of today's
Random facts.
See, because the one you did before was part one.
Right?
Yeah. That, and we're kind of late, so I didn't want to run out.
There's the late, Jay Scott.
Did you know, just last year, they were using AI cameras at a UK soccer game, artificial intelligence cameras at a soccer game. However, that camera kept getting repeatedly confused as it kept following a lineman's bald head instead of the ball. He kept mistaking that guy's bald head for the ball and would just follow him instead. I guess they programmed it to follow
a certain shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Or brightness.
And that guy's head fit the bill. Did you know the amount of sunlight that reaches Earth's surface within just 90 minutes has enough energy to satisfy the world's energy consumption for an entire year?
I like that.
Yep. Sure. I mean, it's right there. It's right there.
I know.
I mean, it's just right there. But nah, you know, got to have businesses to make some money off of and everything. You just can't pull it from the sun. Did you know there was a man who had a rare disease? They called him the Tree Man. The disease caused the HPV. Is it HPV?
What is that?
Human papillomavirus? I don't know.
That's why they call it HPV.
Let's call it HPV. Anyway, it grew uncontrollably on him. It led to warts that would resemble tree bark growing from head to toe on this guy.
Not a good-looking person.
He had had 95% of the warts surgically removed. That was about 13 pounds.
13 pounds of warts.
But they grew back, and he eventually died from the condition.
Cause of death? Extensive warts.
Yeah. If you look at him, it's...
No thanks.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I want to see.
Hit your Google then. I'm not looking him up.
Tree man, wart guy.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Does that mention it?
Epidermiodiplasmia. That's how you pronounce the.
Go to images up there and see if you see the image tab right there. See if there's an image of this guy with the warts.
Get
it off.
Like I said.
Oh, geez.
I'll let you Google that yourself.
Why is that making me scratch all over the place?
Oh, my goodness.
That is so hideous.
Oh, wow.
And he's still scrolling to look at the thing.
By the way, if you want to do it on your Google, it's tree. He put in Tree Man Wart Guy.
I don't even think butt paste could fix that. Wow.
What a truckload of butt paste.
Oh, man, his hands look like tree roots.
Yeah,
oh,
that's the condition.
Why does it make me scratch so much?
I don't know, but boy, you are scratching.
He could not pick his nose.
There's a lot of
because the fingers, they would never fit the hole.
This is the only thing that comes to mind for you?
How does he wipe?
I already called Vaughn Road Facebook today, so I wouldn't be. I'd keep your expectations to be very low today.
They are.
Yeah, now that you've had your sandwich.
Oh, Dad.
Did you know and this is the actual name, it is the Diabolical Ironclad Beetle. That's the name, the DIB, the Diabolical Ironclad Beetle, also known as the Nosoderma diabolicum.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a species of beetle which has one of the toughest exoskeletons of all the insects. It lets it endure forces up to 39,000 times its body weight.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah. It also makes it impossible to put an insect pin through. So, you know, people who collect the bugs and they have them in their little...
My daughter used to do those displays.
Yeah, it's a name for it. People who collect bugs and insects. I can't remember the name of it, but there is a name for it. Anyway, if you want to display one of those with a pin through it, you have to drill a hole first.
Wow.
Because the pin will not go through. So.
Interesting.
And finally, did you know... Burt Reynolds once took revenge upon the National Enquirer, who had been writing crap about him for years. So one day, he and his pilot loaded a helicopter full of horse manure from his ranch, and they dumped it on the Florida headquarters of the National Enquirer.
In Boca Raton.
He says, They've been writing crapping me for years, so I thought it was only fitting. One Christmas Eve, my pilot and I loaded my helicopter with manure for my ranch, flew over the building, and watched it cascade down their giant Christmas tree.
Oh, man. Yeah, that used to actually be a tourist.
The Christmas tree at the Inquirer?
Yeah, destination,
did you say
right.
Burt Reynolds did that?
As Burt, yep. That was old Burt.
God, look at this guy. His face, it looks like a potato with eyes.
He's changed
in his cheeks.
To puppies and, or something.
Those are your random facts.
I think we should raise money for this.
Look at that.
Is it a puppy now or no?
No, it's not. Never seen a puppy that ugly.
Look at look these at are this. Feet. Those are feet.
God.
Look at this face down here.
I haven't looked. I'm so glad I don't have a monitor in front of me like you do in front of yours.
I'm scratching.
You have not stopped scratching.
I don't know why. Why is it? Why is it affecting me that way?
I have no clue.
All right.
Just turn the monitor off.
And now a message about Food Outlet.
There, the warts went away.
What they are doing at Food Outlet, we're going to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. What could you give? You could walk out with just that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with 10 pounds of Smithfield pork sausage.
Oh,
because it's 85 cents a pound. Buy it by the roll. That's pretty good. You could walk out with 4 1.5 dozen containers of Sure Fine Large Eggs. Those are $2.39 each. You could walk out with 4 12-pack can, you know, little suitcase cans of your favorite Coca-Cola products. You could walk out with 11 24-ounce Hunt's pasta sauces, more than 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds of Eye of the Round Roast. That's $3.75 a pound at Food Outlet, which is an incredible price. Nilla wafers, 3 full boxes, $2.83.
Nillas.
And who doesn't like beanie weenies?
No.
You can make the biggest beanie weenie casserole because Van Cam's pork and beans, 71 cents a can.
That's amazing.
Have you not made him beanie weenies for breakfast?
I'm going to one of these days. I'm going to surprise you.
At his house.
Oh, okay.
So you could buy 10 cans, make this giant casserole of beans, and then have money left over to pick up Oscar Mayer bun-length hot dogs to chop into the beanie weenies, and you still have money left over. So the January price thaw is on. Go to your Inflation Deflation Grocery Nation Food Outlet, 3 locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 at the Food Outlet on Facebook Boulevard. See, that's how you bring it. It's, on, of course, next to Eastbrook Flea Market.
And just west of Snapchat.
All right, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Barry Manilow, his big hit, I Write the Songs. We know that Barry Manilow recorded it, made a hit off of it. We also know that a Beach Boy wrote it. But who was the first to record it?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. We are waiting for your call. If you don't win the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate again, I just told you all you can buy with that. Stick around and do a follow-up question and gain extra entries in tomorrow's grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, no real problems on the roadways this morning. We have a little bit of early morning congestion at East Boulevard and I-85, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, doing a good business through downtown Montgomery, but we're looking good. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, and Montgomery this morning. Invisible Fence keeps your pets safe at home, but the years of professional training by Vicky, TJ, and Trey, that makes all the difference. Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. Don't get caught in traffic. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
I think it was a mistake for me to get all into the whole anal ward thing here with
the what?
Whatever those are, those that condition, that masmoplasmia thing. Bill is the one and only on our... Oh, we have a follow-up.
Somebody else. Here we go.
But you can win this thing, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hi.
So, how are y'all today?
Hey, we're great. Except for the wart picture in front of me here. But who originally recorded I Write the Songs?
Captain Entenille.
Captain Entenille, right. Because love will keep us together.
All right, so you want a $10 food gift certificate, and as I just described, there's a lot you can buy with that. Hang on, Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly tight with that. And let's do it. Oh, Gray Hair wants to do a follow-up. We owe him one.
Yeah,
he helped us out
with the Christmas
question.
Yeah, I didn't hear the battle one anyway, so I didn't know that one.
Okay, the most expensive chess piece in a world championship chess set, and only 10 people actually are able to carve these. Which is the what chess piece are we talking about?
The horsey.
The horsey or the knight. We'll give you horsey.
Yeah.
It's the knight.
Good work, man. Gray hair runner. All right, we are at 7:46.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
We've got about at 31 right now, but we're looking for a high temperature up near 60. When you have real dry air, you can have that kind of temperature span in one day. So a nice day with a good recovery and lots of sunshine today. Clouds increase tonight, not as cold, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. And then later on, I beg your pardon, tomorrow a good bit of clouds much of the day, sunshine later. Arctic front is on the way, breezy, high of 53 by midday, and then dropping off later. Then sharply colder Friday night, Arctic air arrives. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 24, but the wind chill factor anywhere from, let's say, 8 or 9 to about 12 or 13 on the wind chill on Saturday morning. So dress in layers. A raw winter's day Saturday. The sun is out. Highs only in the low 40s, but winds gusting at 20 miles an hour. It's going to seem a lot colder than that. And down to 22 by first thing Sunday morning. Right now, it's 31 and clear. Nice looking day at 7:48.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Oh, hi. Rich here to talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. Are they new in the business? No, they've been around over four decades. Listen, if you're in the paint and body business and you've been in the business for that long, you're doing something right. And they are always doing something right at Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, and the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body, they don't take shortcuts. They're very meticulous. And that's why people keep turning to Montgomery Paint and Body over the years. I've been a customer now for well over three decades. And I think all of us here at Blue Water had a particularly tough year in 2020, and we used Montgomery Paint and Body quite extensively. Actually, that was 2021 that
yes.
we had the rough year with. And so far in 2022, haven't had to use Montgomery Paint and Body. We keep coming back because unquestionably they're best at what they do. And by the way, tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your choice, by the way. So give them a call, 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W. That's easy to remember, 27-WRECK-WITH-A-W. When you get your phone call back that your car is ready to be picked up, that's when you should start to smile, because you know that your car is going to look like it just came off the showroom floor. Always does. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Tell them we sent you. There is a Blue Water wing over there. The Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new. Trust me, or maybe better.
Got a note from Tabitha, who's one of those young women with children that they try to tell us don't listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's a lie. Anyway, she sent me this thing. I can't preview it, but it's labeled
Beanie Weenies. Uh-oh.
So it's 10 seconds. Shall we check it out?
Our risky click of the day.
And she says, have a great day and a great laugh.
This is for you, Mr. Greg. Beanie Weenies.
Oh.
Beanie Weenies. I got it, Weenies.
Tiny whiteys?
Tiny whiteys?
Tiny whiteys?
Tiny whiteys? I want to hear that one more time.
Ah, one of our youngest.
This is for you, Mr. Greg. Beady Winnies. Beady Winnies. My tiny whities.
I swear I hear tiny whities.
That's what I hear, too. Wow, see? It's become a thing. I'm going to start having Beanie Weenie shirts made.
We got a card from Tabitha yesterday. I didn't open it.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh.
That reminded me, because I put it in the box here.
Oh.
So that reminded me that we had a card. It says, Mr. Greg, Mr. Rich Thomas, weather, at the end of it, Mr. J. Scott, and Chase, too.
Oh.
And Chase, too.
And Wart Guy.
Oh, God. I hope there's not a picture of him in here. Good morning, noon, afternoon, fellas. Your morning show is something my kids and I look forward to on our way to school, work. I know it must be trying sometimes to wake up at the butt crack of dawn to do what you do.
In our tidy whities.
After a breakfast of beady whities!
But we appreciate the joy, laughs, and entertainment you bring and breaking up the monotony of our morning drive from Prattville. Thanks for the smiles, the knowledge, and for being yourselves. God bless. Tabitha, oh, Zelda, Raven.
That is so nice.
I think we should go home now.
Oh.
Because we're not going to have a better moment than that.
We hope you get a book in the mail someday.
Yeah. Really, if you get a book in the mail, please. And ask for more.
Yeah.
It's 7:51. We have your local news, and I think we will have kind of a weird edition of Animal Stories today.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Alabama from executing 43-year-old Matthew Reeves. The court ruled that Reeves can't be put to death unless the state uses an untested new method. Reeves' lawyer says that he prefers that to lethal injection, but didn't have the intellectual capacity to make that choice when offered. Alabama lawmakers had advanced a plan to use $771 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband expansion, water and sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives and the Alabama Senate approved the bills with only one dissenting vote in each chamber. And remains found in late October have been confirmed to be those of 71-year-old Clarence Dixon. Dixon was last seen alive by his family on October 3, 2021. Sheriff's deputies found a body on October 31st, about 1,500 feet from Dixon's home. The Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences identified the remains as those of Dixon. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
I'm with Miss Donna Deesbrick, Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, how's it going?
Things are going pretty good. We're so glad that we're in 2022 and maybe some of the bad stuff that we've all had to endure is behind us.
You mentioned you might have some spaces available. How does someone find out more about that?
Well, you come in, we'll show you the space, and you have to have a business license. We'll give you the paperwork for that. We don't ever ask you to sign a contract. Don't care how many malls you're in. We don't care. We don't charge a commission. We just like to have you around and your merchandise, and we'd love to have you to come in and see what all we've got and see what we're about.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook.
We're three floors. We've got an elevator. We help you every way we can. We load your furniture for you. We've got a layaway plan.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7580.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is for you, Mr. Greg. Beanie Weenies!
Beanie Weenies! My tiny weenies!
Simba, the news elephant. Chase! Time for today's animal stories. These creature features are true tales from the Wild Kingdom, pun intended. Wolfman to the vocal hunt.
No, that it actually faded into it. I like it.
As long as you approve, sir. All right, zoos throughout the country are continuing the Valentine's Day tradition of naming cockroaches and other animals after exes and loved ones. So after you pay for the naming rights of the disgusting insect, the zoo will send a digital message to your ex. It might sound something like this.
Here's a message from your ex. Roses are red. Violets are blue. The zoo has a cockroach named after you. But don't you worry. I'll be there too. Not in a cage, but laughing at you. I hope you have a lousy Valentine's Day.
Lovely. Lovely.
Yeah, you know, all you're really telling the person that you go to the trouble to name a cockroach after is, I haven't gotten over you. I don't think that's all.
No. Well, okay.
Take it from somebody who's been through 40 or 50 really nasty breakups.
Good advice.
Yeah. Grumpy Cat passed away a couple of years ago. But would the world be a better or more entertaining place if the owners of Grumpy Cat had just cloned her? A new report claims it's something that owners of other famous pets are doing more frequently. Instagram accounts, hey, it's got the same name as the street our building is on.
Just off of Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram accounts devoted to cute pets are big business. They're called petfluencers. But when your pet dies, you can't make money off them anymore, so some owners are cloning them ahead of time to keep the money rolling in. By the way, it costs $50,000 to clone your pet.
Wow.
All right, Chase.
If your entire income is based on money derived from your dog, it might be worth it. From the science department, some unusual creatures have an innate ability to regrow a limb. Salamanders, starfish, crabs, lizards, and newts. Extraordinary powers elude most animals, including humans, although scientists have long sought to understand and replicate them in a quest to develop limb regeneration for millions of patients, amputees, including diabetics and victims of trauma, they'll continue to study. Those are your animal stories.